Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people like me who we just want more out of life. We don't want to live with regret at the end and go, we didn't even try because we were afraid, and then we can't even remember what we were afraid of. Or people who are dissatisfied with their present financial position and they don't like the trajectory they're on and they're willing to do something about it. We focus really on a complete balanced life, everything from fitness to relationships to romance to travel and building that second stream of income, primarily with real estate and other businesses. This is a show where we analyze really the mindset of successful people, because real estate is relatively, how would I put it, it's easy if you know what you're doing. It's not easy if you don't. You know, I don't want to oversimplify real estate investing. It's definitely not rocket science, but you do have to know the best practices. You do know have to law, the laws around it. There's so many people out there leasing property and they've never taken a course on real estate investing that covers everything you have to do to lease a property legally. And sooner or later, because of their laziness or greed or whatever, you know, too lazy to take a class, too greedy to pay for it, they get in trouble. The other thing that occurs is most people who attempt real estate investing on their own lose $10,000 or $20,000 the very first deal that they do. Now, what I mean by that, it's not that they lose $10,000 or $20,000 on the deal. They should have made $10,000 or $20,000 more than they did, but because they didn't know what they were doing, they paid too much for the property, their rehab went over, they didn't get it leased in the first 2 months, they just didn't know what they were doing. So we cover a lot of that as well on the show. Today, what I want to talk about is the mindset of imitating successful people. And I try to cover this no less than once a month because it's so important. This was the most life-changing lesson that I ever got. And if you listen to this show today, take it to heart and follow the mental path that I followed, you can almost guarantee success, because this is also the number one reason why 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 95%. And it comes down to, I'm going to talk about it from the negative point of view. Why do people fail? But hidden in there, in the middle of all the negativity, will be the solution. So bear with me if some of the stuff I say sounds negative. It's because in reality, what's causing people to fail is something negative, but the remedy is so simple and it's so obvious. People that I share this with always go, man, is it really that simple? Yes, it is. And it comes down to What most people are doing is imitating failures. Now, I want to be careful with that word. I didn't say losers. I didn't say dummies. It's they just fail to achieve what they truly want out of life. And most people are imitating them. Here's how it works. What happens is from the time you're old enough to walk, people start telling you how to succeed. First your parents, then your school teachers, then college professors. Maybe at that time you get a job and your boss gives you advice. Co-workers talk about it. Then when that doesn't work, people turn to financial planners. And they try to learn from them. The problem comes down to, and this analogy, by the way, if you want to study this concept, there's two books you want to read. The first is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Pick up that book, listen to it on audio. Do both, by the way. If you want to get every part of your brain working on this material, you got to read and listen. You know, I'm a big listener, but I always read the material several times myself. Remember, you only remember about 30% of what you hear. You only retain about 30% of what you read the first time. So does it make sense when I say you really need to read the same book 4 or 5 times to really get all of the information that's in the book? Now, I've read The 7 Habits at least 15 times. But I'm telling you, the last time I read it, I picked up 2 or 3 things that I didn't even recognize. And I think it comes down to you get better and better, smarter and smarter as you keep reading and studying. And you're able to pick up ideas that you couldn't even fathom when you first read them. So, audio and the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and Anthony Robbins' Unlimited Power. Unlimited Power. It's available in audio as well as the book. Do both. Highly recommend it. And be wise enough and humble enough to read it multiple times. Don't assume, oh, I read it once 10 years ago. I've got this. No, you don't. I don't even think Einstein could have read one book one time and gotten everything out of it. But what Covey talks about to illustrate this is pretend like you move to Houston and you go to a map store and you buy a map of Houston. But through an error at the printing company, the map to Dallas-Fort Worth was mistakenly labeled the map to Houston. And that's the map you have. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about the reason why most people fail, or the reason why most people who succeed do so. And so far we've talked about moving to Houston, going to the map store, buying a map, But because of an error at the printing company, the map that you bought labeled Houston is actually the map of Dallas-Fort Worth. What would happen if that occurred is you would begin working, driving, trying to get places, walking, riding a bike, whatever, trying to get places, but you never would. You would then start blaming yourself and say, man, I must just not be smart enough, or I'm not working hard enough, or it must be my attitude, my motivation, one of those three things. So, like in real life, people will say, well, I need to get a degree. So you go get a degree in map reading. Then you start working 60, 70 hours a week on the map. You're still not getting where you want to go. So you go, it must be my attitude. So you buy courses on attitude and motivation. But the problem is this. The problem is not with you. You're working on yourself. The problem is with the map. It's the wrong map. We're all given a map, as I described, from the time we're old enough to walk, for how to become successful. And we'll focus on finance. Our parents start telling us ideas about making money. Our teachers, our professors in college, and eventually a financial planner. And they start telling us how to get wealthy. The problem is this. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Probably not. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Again, probably not. How about your professors? No. And then the funniest one of all, how many of you have a multimillionaire financial planner? I can tell you, you don't. The average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. And you go to them and say, teach me how to retire. Teach me how to get rich. They can't do it for themselves, but somehow they're going to do it for you? Don't make any sense. But they all give us a map, and see if this map doesn't sound somewhat familiar to you. They tell you to work hard in high school and get into college. Go to college and get a degree, and then get out and get a high-paying job with good benefits. They don't tell you to get a job that you're happy at, a job that you love. They tell you get a high-paying job with good benefits. The idea is, even if you're miserable at work, if you're making enough money, it's worth it, which is not true. Then they tell you to work for 45 years, scrimping and saving in IRAs and 401ks. And then at the end of that 45 years, you retire and live off your savings. Sound familiar? 95% of the people who do that fail to retire successfully by age 65 after working 45 years, 50, 60 hours a week. See, what you've got to understand is that the problem, if you're having financial difficulty, is not with you. It's with the map you were given. You were told the wrong things to do, ineffective things to do. Why? Because these people are stupid, because they don't love you, because they're idiots? No. Because they got their map from their parents who were also broke. See, I get some rude emails when I make fun of the poor and the middle class. But I'm not making fun of the poor and middle class. I'm simply bringing up the point that they can't help you get into a better financial position because they don't know. My parents loved me. I always felt loved. I always felt respected. But could I listen to their financial advice when they were broke all the time? No, but I did. How about your high school teachers? Same thing. See, the reason the poor and the middle class stay poor and middle class is not because the rich are trying to keep them down, not because the government's trying to keep them down. They stay poor because they're passing on poor and middle class beliefs generation after generation after generation until somebody stops and goes, "Holy Toledo, my parents don't know what they're doing. My grandparents didn't know what they're doing. I'm going to have to read a doggone book to find out." And then they start self-educating. To borrow from Jim Rohn, formal education, high school and college, will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. See, the stuff that you need to know about becoming wealthy is not taught in college. It's not taught in high school. You have to go get it yourself. You have to. It's pretty clear that the one thing that the government has done to hold people back is that they don't teach money in high school. That's where it has to be taught, because not everybody goes to college. Kids by 16, 17 should know what a cap rate is, should know what NOI is, should know what cash flow is, should know the difference between speculation and investing. They don't even graduate knowing how to balance a checkbook. And we wonder why we have financial difficulty. What's the solution? Get a multimillionaire mentor on your team. It's that simple. For me, what happened was when they cut my pay by 20 grand a year at my company, it woke me up to the risk involved in only having one income stream, a job. That's the highest risk position you can be in. People say to me, "Oh, you're a risk taker. You buy real estate." No, you're the risk taker. You only have one income stream. If you have a job and that's your sole source of income, you are the highest risk taker in the U.S. Now, I'm not talking about including gambling or any garbage like that. Talking about normal businesses, real estate, whatever. That's higher risk than anything. If you look at successful people, they all have multiple streams of income. All of them. I have yet to find a successful person who didn't have multiple streams of income. And I've been at this for 30 years, tens of thousands of people. It's crazy. Let me share a belief with you that you've got to get rid of. The path to success is to learn from other people's what? Mistakes. Wrong. If you go out and learn everything that doesn't work, does that guarantee you know what does work? No. But what if you switched that to a different belief? Learn from other people's successes. Learn what works. And the easiest way to do that, when I say this, a lot of people are sitting there going, "Oh, but you're lucky, you know, a multimillionaire." I'm not lucky. I went out and bought it. The first thing I did when they cut my pay, I took what credit cards I had left and bought $30,000. You don't need to spend that much. $30,000 worth of books and tapes. I started taking boot camps from multimillionaire entrepreneurs. Dave Delgado, Tommy Vu, Carlton Sheets. I listened to Jim Rohn. I listened to Zig Ziglar. I listened to Stephen Covey, Anthony Robbins. I started absorbing everything that these multimillionaires were saying. And as a result, it changed me into a millionaire. That's what you've got to do as well. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Don't worry about the subject matter I'm covering. If you got a question about real estate investing, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. Don't worry about what I'm discussing. If you've got a question about investing in real estate or anything, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Clear Lake now and talk to Joe. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Doing well, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've got a question on marketing rental property. I use Facebook, MLS. Is there something that I'm missing?
You know, in today's market, well, it sounds like you're having a problem. Describe the problem to me first, and then I'll go.
You know, I'm not necessarily having a problem. I've just got a property. I've got it on the market. I've got 4 other rental properties, but looking for, you know, every avenue to get that thing rented as quickly as possible.
Oh, for rent. Okay. I was thinking you were talking about selling. MLS is always the slowest. The sign in the front yard, and this is going to sound so simple that you're going to not believe me, probably, the green sheet. Because what families do is they drive through a neighborhood, collect the name of every house that's got a sign in the front yard, then they drive to the convenience store and pick up a green sheet and start calling. It accounts for about 40%. You know, the majority of it comes from the sign, of course, but 30 or 40% comes from the green sheet, Craigslist, and the other places online.
You know, thank you very much. I would have never thought of the green sheet. You know, it seems like it was something that's dying, but...
Well, see, they have a web presence, too. So the people that pick up the newspaper find it, pick up the actual green sheet, find it, and the people that go to greensheet.com find it.
Fantastic. You gave me some other ideas.
Okay, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Now, we've been talking about the reason most people fail, which is actually the same reason, almost, I guess it's not the same reason that most people succeed. It's the solution is just a flip-flop the problem. And this is why motivational speakers always go, the seed of success is always within the problem itself. Whenever you have a challenge, somewhere in it is the solution. Always. This is one of those examples. If imitating poor and middle class people leaves you poor and middle class, what should you do? The answer is so obvious, it's painful. Because there's some people listening, because I get an email like this once in a while, where they go, holy Toledo, why didn't I think of that? Because it's so obvious, but nobody's thinking of that. Or they think they can't get around wealthy people. There are so many programs on building wealth out there, it's insane. And many, many of them are really, really good. Now, there's some bad ones, of course, but the majority of them are very good. Grant Cardone's system is good. Than Merrill's system is good. The only thing that I ask is you give our system a shot. You know, check out our free workshop. Go to getrealwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner is the free sample class. Click that button and reserve a seat. If you're not comfortable with me for some reason, find somebody else. In other words, don't go, well, I don't care for the way Steve talks. I'm not going to do it. Forget me. Find somebody else that's doing it that you are comfortable with. And there's multiple teams, multiple different companies and teams of mentors in Houston. Find one, latch on to them, get around some multimillionaire entrepreneurs, and just start imitating. So there's my 30-minute sales pitch on stop imitating failures and start imitating successful people. Because if you're failing, I guarantee you're imitating unsuccessful people. Guarantee it. Your parents, your teachers, professors, financial planner, you're doing what they told you to do. You're imitating them. And you're going to get the same results they got and nothing more. But if you start imitating successful people, you'll be successful. I can honestly say I've never seen it not work. So, there's one thing I always forget to say. Are these people stupid or malicious that gave you the wrong map? Absolutely not. Your parents loved and cared about you. Your high school teachers did. Your professors did. Even your financial planner, in most cases, does care about you. But they can't help you because they can't even help themselves. That's all. It's not that they don't want to help you. They simply can't. They can't help you. You got to get around people who can in order to get the help you need. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, first email that I'm getting is for me to reserve them a seat, and I cannot. If you want to come to our free sample class and see how our coaching and mentoring works, you have to go to getrealwealth.com, getrealwealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a button for the free course. I cannot reserve you a seat, so please don't email me unless you have a question. Go to getrealwealth.com. You can watch it online if you're, high risk? If you're not high risk, come see it live. We have a 300-person room. Only about 20 people will be there. They'll all be socially distanced. They'll all be wearing their masks. So it's as safe as you can get. But check it out one way or the other. GetRealWealth.com, upper right-hand corner, free course. Okay, my email again is open to you. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Ask steve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, got a interesting question, Alex, from Florida. It has a soffit, home has a soffit, roof vent. Also, my cellulose insulation is so dark, it is mold. Is it mold on there, and should I be worried about it? This is a touchy one, Alex. You need to get somebody in there. Your AC person would be who I would get their opinion on this. Don't take it from me or a blog or a forum. You need to get an AC guy in there and get their opinion on that, what appears to be mold. Get that remediated as quickly as possible if it is mold. And a roof vent, as I understand it, would help that. But you need a pro on this one, Alex. Sorry I couldn't be more help. If you need an AC guy, I'll email you back. If you need an AC guy, I've got several great ones that I've used for decades. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, this is a question from Charles, Dallas-Fort Worth. Got a property in Euless near the airport and just looking for a good property manager. Well, Charles, first off, let me give you a quick sales pitch for managing it yourself. If you take a course on real estate investing that includes property management, I think based on this email, you don't say how many homes you have, but it doesn't appear. Four. I don't know if those are fourplexes or what, but bottom line is, whether it's four fourplexes or four single family homes, you're still 16 units, 20 units, run them yourself. I can run 20 houses in about 5 hours a month. That's no exaggeration. I kept track of it for a long time. You're going to lease it faster and make more money than you ever would with a property manager. With that said, if you still want to have a property manager, go to mind.co, mynd.co, mind.co. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more on after the break here on AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, I need you to call in pretty quick, please, so we have time to answer it. The phone number is 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. And if you feel like you've got a dumb question, use a fake name and call in. Or if you're emailing, just put anonymous in the subject line. Or if you're at work, use a fake name or use anonymous, you know, whatever it takes. If you're sitting there going, this all makes sense, Steve, except you need to email me that except. You know, what's keeping you from going out there and starting to build a second stream of income with real estate? Is it, you know, it could be anything. Let me know. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Let's go to the next email. This one's about adding a bathroom. In an older rental home from Jane. Jane, this really is a question for a contractor. I can tell you I can rip out tub, sink, countertop, everything, retile everything, put in a new tub. It's about $3,800 for a half bath and about $4,800 for, no, $2,800 for a half bath, $3,800 for a full bath. But you're talking about adding walls, moving plumbing. This could get very expensive very quickly. You're definitely going to need permits. You're building it right next to the laundry room, so you're going to have water close by. Yeah, it may be feasible based off of what you're saying, but watch out that it's not cost prohibitive. But you've got to get a contractor to give you a bid on this, Jane. I can't really do that, obviously. It depends on the square footage of the bathroom and so on. So I'm going to email you a couple of contractors in your part of town. Let's see. I'll have to email you and ask you what part of town you're in. Then I'll find you a contractor that can give you a bid. But even if you get my contractor, make sure you get at least two bids. I prefer three, but at least two, so you feel good about it. Make sure you check the references of even the person I send you, as well as whoever you get your second or third bid from. That's really more important than price. So many people are just cheap, 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 money, 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 money. Don't fall into that. That's greed behavior. You want the highest quality person you can get, even if they're a few hundred dollars more on the project. And remember the timeline. If they say it's going to be done in 30 days, make sure you put a penalty in there if it goes beyond that. And it doesn't have to be major, $100 a day, but put a penalty for not finishing on time. But I'll email you, Jane, get more information from you, and we'll go from there. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. All right, I've got I'm going to leave this anonymous. What do I need in order to get started buying real estate using your program as far as capital? Really, you've got to have $35,000 or more to buy rent property. You really need more than that to flip houses. This is a big misconception. People think, well, flipping a house, you don't need as much money. Yeah, you do. In fact, I'm going to go back on that and say it's $50,000. Why? Because you're going to need $20,000 to $30,000 to get into the deal. That's your total out-of-pocket. And then you need around $20,000 to get the rehab started. Example, let's say that the rehab is $60,000 and the total out-of-pocket is $30,000. To get your contractor started, you have to give them one-third of that $60,000 to get them going. The bank will give you the rest, and then you'll get your $20,000 back when the rehab is finished. But yeah, about $50,000. If you don't have $50,000, then you're going to have to start off as a wholesaler like I did and you don't have to have, you need to spend about $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month on advertising and marketing. That's the least expensive way to get into real estate investing. So I hope that helps, Anonymous. All right, if you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Let's go to the next. Oh, let's see, I got a caller. Give me one second. We're going to go to Garden Oaks. I know that area very well, and talk to Julie. Julie, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Very fine, thank you.
How can I help?
You had said earlier, what is holding you back from getting into real estate? And the first word that came to my mind was property taxes. If it's not a homesteaded house, or if you're not frozen at age 65, and you're in an area where the taxes can be 2.4 or 5 or higher percent of the value of the home, what, you know... It's a lot
Julie,
of money to pay in
you're not going
to
like what I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares, Julie. Nobody cares. It's taxes. Just pay them. It's part of the monthly expenses. So what happens, Julie, is when you go out and analyze deals, you analyze it based off of every single number, including the taxes and insurance. Then if you're in a fast-growing, it's going up neighborhood, our rents have always beat the increases in taxes, not by a little, but by a lot. So that's almost irrelevant in a real estate deal. I have never had a deal go negative cash flow because of taxes. I've never had a deal go negative cash flow because of insurance or any of that stuff that people are afraid of. Now, I like you have a healthy attitude about property taxes, which you want to pay the lowest possible, but don't let it hold you back from building wealth. We all have to pay taxes.
Right.
Yeah, it does not kill the deal, Julie. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying is it's just sort of a cost of doing business kind of thing?
Yeah, that's, you know, Julie, I was looking for the right word. You got it. It's a cost of doing business. Don't worry about it. But do make sure that you keep an eye on them. I use O'Connor and Associates, and O'Connor contests my taxes every year on every one of my properties.
Awesome. I saw their billboard the other day and thought I should call them.
It's really neat. They only charge you if they win. So let's say they save
they're
you.
They're going to win.
A lot of times they do. But if they save you, say, $500 in taxes that year, you pay them half of that, $250, but the next year you save $500 and you don't owe them anything. It's a sweet deal.
Okay. Real good. Thank you
very
much.
All right, Julie. Thank you. I appreciate it. That was an excellent question. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558. Oh, wait a minute. We are at the end of the show. Let me get my email out one more time. Remember, many of you are listening, and between now and the car, or now and the end of the workday, you're going to come up with a question. Do me a favor, write down my email and fire it to me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. And that's 24/7. Let me know what you need to know to get moving forward. In a nutshell, to summarize today's show, please stop imitating unsuccessful people and make a commitment to start learning from other people's successes. Read, go to workshops, boot camps, study, listen to books, whatever it takes. Get that information in your head. It will change your life. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day. Yeah.